All right, WineCellarMedia.com, audio recording, WineCellarMedia.com, video recording. All right, so now in the video, we'll just be up. This is not a Facebook Live video, this is just a video. It'll be uploaded straight to our own fucking website where nobody can report it and have it taken the fuck down.
Hey!
Motherfuckers. All right, so now, Black Atheist, hello, hi, over here, and, I don't really talk about that shit very much too often because that's not interesting. Like, saying I'm an atheist is just basically saying I don't have a hobby. Like, I don't, you know, like, I don't walk up to people and say I don't play badminton. Like, no one gives a shit that you don't do something. So I don't really talk about that much, but Black Atheist over here. And, some years ago, I found other Black Atheists on the World Wide Web or Nets and talked about stuff. But then when they kept talking about it, I got bored and I was like, yeah, but what about this, you know, climate change and shit? Isn't that interesting too? And they're like, yeah, but we need to debate more. Fuck these fake ass debates. All right. I hate the fucking debate scene. Mm-hmm. And one of the main reasons I hate it is because it's a book hustle scene. Right. William Lane Craig gets on there and performs for his audience across from Richard Dawkins, who performs for his audience. They pretend they're debating, and then they both go slang some books after the show.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. It's a book hustle ceremony.
It's a very weird form of identity politics.
Yeah, again, because you're identifying by some shit you don't do. I really don't want to hang out with every other person that doesn't play squash. Like... because we probably don't like doing the other same shit that's not squash.
Right.
Yeah, fuck that. That it is. It's a weird... because it's a... it's like some sort of unidentity politic.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like hipster identity politics.
Ooh,
like, really,
keep
like...
keep going.
Well, I mean, because that's the thing. Hipster's like, oh, I'm cooler than you. Like, I gave up God in, like, 2004. I'm cooler than you. And there's just a lot of that, because there's oftentimes a lot of atheist groups, there's a lot of, like, smugness of we're better and more informed because we're not religious, but a lot of them are jerks. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, well, we believe in Evo Psych, though. Like, Evo Psych is trash. Stop it.
Yeah, or the fucking, the so-called skeptics community. Right. We question everything.
Except you don't... patriarchy.
Yeah, or they don't fucking, or they don't question if it's a good thing for the rest of the planet that Europeans are not in Europe.
Mm.
Yeah, they don't question that.
We don't question we question everything except racism and white supremacy. Yeah, like, it's just, you know. And I mean, this is something, I get in trouble every time I say it, but I'm gonna keep saying it, because I just, fucking at me, I don't give a fuck. A lot of atheists are basically, they want the same power structures and social structures we have. They just don't want to have to get up and go to church at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday to earn their position in the hierarchy.
Yeah, so...
that's it.
Academic atheists are like fucking hoteps, man. You're just fucking right-wingers that have one thing not in common with other right-wingers.
Mm.
All right, fuckers. So let's listen to this motherfucker debunk the evolution, because this was shared by one of those Black atheist groups that I started following again, mm-hmm, because I unfollowed so many people that, like, it was almost like I was following nothing. Like, because just so many people say some corny shit, and I just unfollow a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. You are very fast with the unfollow, unfriend, and block buttons, man.
Yeah, man.
You're like, rapid response. No, no. No, no, no.
Yeah, man. Like, I block people because they come up in suggested friends too much. Like, I'm tired of seeing your fucking face. Like, block. Yeah. All right. Debunking evolution.
Life from non-life, apart from God's direct intervention, is a fairy tale. But despite that obvious truth, evolutionists continue to build their supposedly scientific case on a foundation that virtually rules out everything that follows after it.
Evolution teaches that energy, such as lightning or heat, plus matter, can occasionally create new life.
Right? That's the whole thing.
I think there's more to it, but we'll go with this, I guess.
Sometimes you have lightning, and then you have new life. Every single day.
Okay.
Yet our entire food industry rests on the fact that this can never happen. If we examine a jar of peanut butter...
All right. You're learning right now. You know that, right? Wait, you don't think you're learning?
So an entire, an entire field of study, people who have degrees, who have studied for years and years and years, can be debunked by a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah. Dude, and look at how fucking, like, progressive it is. A black dude made peanut butter, bro. Yeah, man. We're all African. Like, to know that evolution doesn't exist makes us all African, bro. Yeah, man. What? I named my bong Uganda, bro.
It contains matter and is exposed to light and heat. But we never find new life inside unless an outside life...
That's disgusting. Why are the...
Because why wouldn't a white person put an ant on peanut butter? Like, someone took time out of their life to do that. They went, got peanut butter... went to where ants were, picked one up, and put it on the peanut butter and filmed it.
Ah, man.
Yep. And they probably ate the peanut butter still afterward.
Ow.
Don't doubt that.
Ew.
It's a good source of protein. Just ate the ant, too. That's also protein. Ants are very muscularized.
Emanates it. If the theory of evolution was viable, then I should...
Hold on. This title says engineer and author. What are you engineering, sir?
Chuck Missler is engineering what?
I'm about to fucking find out.
You don't know. You're about to Google him. Phoenix be Googling your ass. Don't ever make a claim on the internet. She will Google, your ass.
I will Google.
And quite literally your ass so she can see exactly how full of shit you are.
Yep.
As to energy, end up having new life. Now, we go down to the store, and if I open this jar of peanut butter, maybe not often, but on some occasion, I should find new life inside. And so, when we open the jar of peanut butter, you look in there, there's no new life.
Ain't no new life in that peanut butter. Mm. And he's got the smuggy chuckle.
Yes.
Oh, you found him on there? So he engineers things.
Yeah, it says he's an engineer, but I don't know what he engineers. He is a preacher from Idaho.
Yeah?
He was the CEO of Helionetics, a technology company.
See?
Uh-huh. And then they sued him.
Satanist.
Because... he had a conflict of interest and led them to bad business deals.
No, you're telling me that a white man in a suit and tie holding a jar of peanut butter and smiling about debunking evolution would, and a Ted Cruz nose would lie about it. He looks like Ted Cruz aged up. He does. It had jinx.
And also, he plagiarized his book. Twice.
No... you read that wrong.
I did not.
It says plagiarized.
It says plagiarized. He plagiarized.
I think they misspelled it.
No.
No, it looks like it says plague. So he saved us from a plague and got it out of your eyes.
He deplagued your eyes. So maybe you should see him and he can treat your glaucoma.
Nah, I don't trust him.
Oh, now the truth comes out.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't let that nigga treat me to a lunch.
And he also believes in biblical prophecies and is working on determining when the apocalypse is coming.
He's gonna figure it out.
Mm.
Watch, he's gonna continue debunking evolution with this here jar of peanut butter right there.
Okay.
There's no new life. And aren't you glad, okay? Now,
even if this was a legitimate experiment, he said that sometimes you would find new life. Did you open up every jar of peanut butter in the world to determine that none of them have new life growing?
He is a white man. Think about how much of the world speaks English. How much of the world has had white feet stepped on that land?
Mm.
White man does something once they've done it globally. You only gotta open one. and that's it. That's enough. Wow. All right? That's just like how when white people, a white family, white person, a white adult adopts one black child, they saved all black people. They ended they racism. They Blam. Did end racism.
We've ended racism like a million times. I don't know why it keeps coming back.
Because black people make it come back.
Black people do make it come back. Yeah. Obama made it come back. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, next. See, and he ain't even all the way black. That he got a him mama white from Kentucky. God damn, he must have been raised white and nerdy as hell. Your mother's a white lady from Kentucky that raised you in Hawaii. I remember, like, there was an interview sometime, it was like 2011 or some shit, where he was like, he never really encountered bullies growing up. Because you fucking lived in hippie land. Like,
yeah. Well, that, and because he probably, people probably thought he was just Hawaiian. They probably didn't read him as black.
Ah, first couple years,
yeah.
Until that nose start to kick in.
Who?
But his name was also Barack Hussein Obama.
Barack Obama? Like, I can guarantee a lot of people, if you leave out the Hussein part, they're like, I don't know, is that like...
Chamorro? What is that?
Okay. Is it like Samoan? Is it... Congolese, I don't know, it's not white, that's all I know.
I know, that's a slim Samoan. Alright, here we go.
They exist, I'm sure.
Actually, yeah, because I knew that nigga Guy Hunkin. I'm saying niggas' real names on the show. Yeah, Guy Hunkin, that was, he was a skinny ass dude. And little, too, real short. Alright, here we go.
Now, you may smile at this, but hopefully you'll never forget it, because you and I conduct collectively, over a billion experiments every year, and we've done that for virtually 100 years.
We've sold a billion jars of peanut butter every year for 100 years?
Fuck yeah. Again, wait, what did it say? He had the, he got plagiarized, sued for the business
bad
dealings?
Bad business deals.
Okay, so apparently he knows his math. What?
I don't think that's how it works.
You don't understand white man math.
Evidently not.
No, better learn about it.
And we never encounter new life. In fact, the entire food industry of the world, depends on the fact that evolution doesn't happen.
So, see? I mean, just theoretically, though, so, like, the fact that these things are supposed to be made in sterile climates and are sealed so that nothing can get into them has nothing to do with why nothing's growing in your peanut butter jar.
Well, and also, stuff growing in them isn't evolution. That's just evolution. That's just placement.
Contamination.
Yeah. That's just location, location, location is what that is. Like, evolution is like, you can watch microevolution with fruit flies, which is where it's actually literally been proven to exist right there. Or really, that's why you keep getting a flu shot every year, because the flu evolves.
Which is hilarious to me, because a bunch of, evolution isn't real. I need a flu shot.
Why?
Why do you need a flu shot if evolution isn't real?
Yeah. Poor K.
Well, because the virus is mutating. Oh, it's...
mutating.
Evolving.
No, it's metamorphosisoning.
It's metamorphosisoning.
Yeah. What? It's Mighty Morphin Virus Rangers. You all know that's true.
It's like hysterical. And then, like, the same people, they'll be the ones to complain about, like, the hormones and stuff in the cows. Like, you have to get everything organic. Because they're doing stuff to the meat and to the, you know, to the cows, and it gets in us and it affects our bodies. And I was like, so, things are...
what?
What? They have to keep using stronger antibiotics on farm animals because viruses are...
just lifting weights and shit.
Like, lifting weights, yes.
These are vegan viruses. They're much healthier than they used to be.
They're much healthier than they used to be, yeah. No, I mean, we're not, you know, we're not over-medicating livestock because... diseases mutate.
No, we're over-medicating because they got addicted and they need a stronger dose.
They need a stronger dose.
Yeah, don't you know how hot people got hooked on the heroin most recently? It ain't just Rush Limbaugh. Alright?
Oxycontin?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I like Oxycontin.
Did you see that?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's what people start taking before they take heroin.
Isn't it like for your, when you're injured?
Yeah, it's like a pain reliever. Like an opioid. But, I put an article on the website, I think a couple weeks ago now. Florida is going to stop covering OxyContin, like the state insurance plans. They have a new one that they're going to cover because it's harder to abuse, allegedly.
Why? Don't they have legal medical Mary Wayne now?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Florida has medical. But
marijuana still doesn't have the same physical impact as opioids.
But it's also just good.
Yes.
Reefer is good.
Reefer is good.
Yeah, like I'm telling you, man, like, you want to play like you're the Cranberries zombie, you light you up some reefer, man. It's a good old time.
Zombie.
All right, winecellarmedia.com. You sign up on the Patreon, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. And I sound like Michael Imhotep.
You do.
Sign up for that, and you can access the Wine Cellar After Dark, because that's never going public. Wine Cellar After Dark, that's for the patron niggas only. And if you just want to hit us up just because you think we're fucking dope, paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam.
Because we are dope.
Father, you should do that. Muckers. Dope. All right, and then we got to turn off the video recording so I can upload it. It's 9:53. We can do one more, and then we got to get ready to go.
Yeah.
Because we're going to go see it again, because we want to see that clown dance out that refrigerator, because that is the shit damn fuck. And I click stop. All right, so that's stop on the video. And then you motherfuckers with the podcast audio, I got to stop y'all punk ass shit too. Fool.
Yeah, it's at 11:40.
At 11:40. Are we gonna go watch it?
Yes.
You wanna watch it at 11:40?
Yes.
Why?
Because we wanna see the clown come out of the freezer and play with the kid's hand.
Oh shit, and when they're in the garage with him and he comes out the projector screen, that part was fucking scary, man.
I'm not gonna lie, they got me with the jump scare with the clowns in the room with the casket. They got me on that one.
Because there's so many clowns, it's a game of which one should I be watching?
Right, right.
Which one's gonna do it?
Right.
And damn, he came about the casket like Brother Lynch. Which, oh man, now I need to fucking, when that shit hits DVD, I gotta splice that up with that Brother Lynch song. That's on the gardens, I'ma rise about my casket. Yeah, mix Brother Lynch with Pennywise.
Oh, great. They would probably be good friends.
They
have similar interests.
They like to eat kids. God damn. All right, motherfuckers. WineCellarMedia.com. WineCellarMedia.com. Click that shit and share it with your mom. I don't even mean your mom in that derogatory way. I mean, like, your mother's probably pretty cool, and you should share our content with her.